Wells Fargo files a trademark for WFUSD as Big Four banks circle the stablecoin market. Wells Fargo has filed a trademark application for WFUSD with the United States Patent and Trademark Office, covering cryptocurrency exchange services, digital asset transfers, blockchain transaction verification, digital wallets, and distributed ledger settlement. The filing, submitted under International Class 036, reads like a product roadmap for a dollar-pegged stablecoin from the fourth largest bank in the United States by assets. The timing is not accidental. JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo are in early talks to launch a jointly operated stablecoin, potentially built on infrastructure from Early Warning Services, the company behind Zelle and Paz. The Genius Act, signed into law in July 2025, gave them the regulatory framework. The OCC is now accepting applications for permitted payment stablecoin issuers. And the Big Four have apparently decided that Tether's $145 billion and Circle's $73 billion in circulation represent a market they no longer intend to watch from the sidelines. The WFUSD trademark filing, the USPTO application, covers five distinct service categories: cryptocurrency exchange operations, digital asset transfer and payment processing, blockchain-based transaction verification, digital wallet functionality, and financial transaction settlement using distributed ledger technology. The USD suffix follows the naming convention established by USDC and USDT, strongly suggesting a dollar-pegged asset rather than a generic digital services brand. Wells Fargo, with $1.9 trillion in assets under management, has historically kept crypto at arm's length. The bank blocked wire transfers to crypto exchanges as recently as 2023 and avoided the Bitcoin ETF custody race that attracted BNY Mellon and State Street. A trademark filing that explicitly names cryptocurrency exchange and digital wallet services represents a complete reversal of that posture. The filing's breadth is worth noting. This is not a narrow patent on a single blockchain settlement tool. It covers the full stack: exchange, transfer, verification, custody, and settlement. That scope is consistent with either a standalone stablecoin product or, more likely, the bank's contribution to the multi-bank consortium that has been taking shape since mid-2025. Four banks, one stablecoin. The consortium play is where this story gets structurally interesting. According to reporting from the Wall Street Journal and subsequent coverage, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo have been discussing a shared stablecoin since at least May 2025. The project would reportedly use technology from Early Warning Services, the bank-owned fintech that already processes $1 trillion annually through Zelle. The logic behind a joint approach is straightforward. Fragmentation killed private bank currencies in the 19th century, and a single stablecoin backed by the combined balance sheets of four banks holding roughly $10 trillion in total assets would immediately dwarf every existing issuer. Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan stated publicly that his bank has to have stablecoins, citing the Trump administration's crypto-friendly regulatory posture as an accelerant. JP Morgan already operates Kinexys Digital Payments, formerly JPM Coin, which handles permissioned business-to-business transactions. A consortium stablecoin would extend that model to consumer-facing payments, merchant settlement, and potentially cross-border transfers, all areas where Tether and Circle currently dominate. The Genius Act made this possible. None of this would be happening without the Genius Act, which passed the Senate 6830 in June 2025 and was signed into law the following month. The legislation created a federal framework for permitted payment stablecoin issuers under OCC oversight, with capital requirements, audit mandates, and risk management standards that favor institutions already built to comply with banking regulation. The implementation timeline is tight. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed the department is targeting final rules by July 2026, with the act taking full effect by January 2027. The OCC's proposed rulemaking, published in September 2025, mirrors the National Bank Charter application process, including $5 million minimum capital floors and rigorous third-party audits. For Wells Fargo, the Genius Act solved the core problem: regulatory ambiguity. Filing a WFUSD trademark before the July 2026 deadline positions the bank to apply for PPSI status as soon as the rules are finalized, rather than scrambling after the fact. The Florida stablecoin bill that passed 370 in February 2026 adds another layer. State-level legislation is creating a patchwork of stablecoin-friendly jurisdictions, and banks with national charters can operate across all of them without individual state approvals. What this means for Tether and Circle: Tether and Circle have built their stablecoin empires in a regulatory vacuum. USDT sits at roughly $145 billion in circulation, USDC at $73 billion. Together, they process the majority of stablecoin transfer volume, which hit a record $1.8 trillion in February 2026. A Big Four bank stablecoin would compete on fundamentally different terms. Where Tether backs USDT with a mix of US Treasuries, Bitcoin, gold, and commercial paper, a bank-issued stablecoin would be backed by deposits at FDIC-insured institutions, potentially qualifying for deposit insurance coverage that no existing stablecoin offers. That distinction matters for institutional adoption. A corporate treasury department choosing between parking $50 million in USDC, no deposit insurance, counterparty risk to Circle, versus a JP Morgan Wells Fargo stablecoin, FDIC insured, backed by $10 trillion in combined bank assets, is not a difficult decision. The stablecoin yield debate adds another dimension. Banks have lobbied aggressively to ban yield on stablecoins through the Clarity Act, arguing that interest-bearing stablecoins would cannibalize bank deposits. If they succeed, their own stablecoins would compete against yield-free versions of USDC and USDT, an obvious structural advantage. If the yield ban fails, banks can still offer competitive rates by leveraging their existing treasury operations. The crypto card connection. For users of crypto cards, the bank stablecoin push could reshape how cards are funded. Today, loading a stablecoin-compatible card with USDC or USDT requires an on-ramp step. Buy stablecoins on an exchange, transfer to a wallet, then fund the card. A bank-issued stablecoin integrated directly into Wells Fargo or JP Morgan's mobile app could eliminate that friction entirely, converting bank deposits to stablecoins in one tap. The flip side is competition for existing card issuers. If Big Four banks launch stablecoins with native debit card integration, they bypass the third-party card infrastructure that crypto card vendors have spent years building. Cast, which just raised $80 million at a $600 million valuation, and other stablecoin-first card platforms would face direct competition from incumbents with 70 million existing checking account holders, Wells Fargo alone. What happens next? The WFUSD trademark does not mean Wells Fargo is launching a stablecoin tomorrow. Trademark filings typically precede product launches by 12 to 18 months, and the consortium talks remain in early stages. But the filing signals that Wells Fargo's legal and compliance teams have moved past the "should we" phase into "how do we protect the brand name?" Three catalysts to watch: the OCC's finalization of Genius Act rules, expected by July 2026, any formal announcement from the Early Warning Services Consortium, and whether the Clarity Act's stablecoin yield provisions survive congressional negotiation. The market as of March 11, 2026, is pricing in uncertainty. BTC sits at 69,422, 1.6% over 24 hours. ETH at 2,023, 2.0%, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 25, fear. The Big Four are not experimenting. They are filing trademarks, lobbying for favorable regulation, and building the consortium infrastructure to compete with Tether and Circle on their own turf. Whether that competition benefits or threatens the broader crypto ecosystem depends on which side of the deposit insurance line you sit on.